With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Winter has officially arrived in many parts of the Pacific Northwest. Frigid temperatures and a hefty blanket of snow are greeting farmers in many parts of eastern Washington. But WSU meteorologist Nick Lloyd says the way things played out, it's not necessarily bad news.
The next couple of days, it's going to be cold, and a lot of Washington's actually, at least at night, is going to get a little bit colder before it starts to get warmer. But luckily, when it comes to crops or really anything in the environment, they're very environmentally sensitive, of course, and the fact that a lot of the cold hardiness has already been accumulated is certainly a helpful thing. There's so many, obviously, crops and different varieties that we look at. I'm certainly not giving the all clear when it looks like there could be places with sub-zero temperatures the next few mornings.
Lloyd says, as history tells us, it could have been much worse.
Where you really get in trouble would be something like, you think back to 2010, right? The Thanksgiving freeze would have been, fairly mild that November, then all of a sudden temperatures plummet, so you have a really cold Arctic outbreak, which would be unusual at any point in the winter, but it happens in late November, and you go from some places with highs in the 50s, and then suddenly, just a few days later, it's below zero.
Lloyd says we've already had a couple of good tests for cold hardiness this winter, and most of the crops have held up pretty well. On the bright side, the mountain snowpack looks promising for spring and summer water supplies. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.